Let's turn to Word of God.
弟兄姐妹们，让我们来翻开圣经。
Let's turn to Judges.
士师记。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
Verse 1 and 2.
一到二节。
Now these are the nations which the Lord left.To test Israel by them, that is all who had not experienced any of the wars of Canaan.
耶和华留下这几族，为要试验那不曾知道与迦南征战之事的以色列人。
Only in order that the generations of the sons of Israel might be taught war, those who had not experienced it formerly.
好叫以色列的后代又知道又学习未曾晓得的战事。
And let's turn to 1 John.
让我们翻开约翰一书。
Chapter 5.
第五章。
Verse 19.
十九节。
We know that we are of God, and that the whole world lies in the power of the evil one.
我们知道我们是属神的，全世界都握在那恶者手下。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有点祷告。
Father God, thank you for bringing us together.
哇，哇，感谢赞美你，今天你与我们众人同在。
On the day of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
是我们主耶稣基督复活的日子。
This is the day that you have made.
这是你所创造的日子。
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
我们要在你面前欢喜快乐。
May the effect and the power of the cleansing of the blood of Lord Jesus be with us.
愿主耶稣宝血伟大的全能为我们众人同在。
And may you fill everyone with the power of the Holy Spirit.
愿你将你的圣灵充满每一个人。
And open the eyes of our heart.
打开我们心中的眼睛。
So we can see Christ.
让我们可以看见基督。
We can see Christ in our midst.
我们可以在我们中间看见基督。
And we can see Christ in brothers and sisters.
我们也可以看见弟兄姐妹们里面的基督。
And we can see Christ as we listen to your word.
当我们听你话语的时候，让我们也可以看见基督。
In Christ Jesus, his most holy precious name we pray.
奉耶稣基督最圣洁宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So actually, our subject is from Deuteronomy.
我们的主题是从生命记开始的。
So Deuteronomy is about God's word spoken second time to the second generation.
生命记讲到神对第二代再次讲的话。
We know that.The first generation were the parents of the second generation.
我们知道第一代就是第二代的父母。
After they all died in the wilderness, due to their unbelief, so God now spoke to the second generation, their children.
因为第一代的不幸，他们都倒闭旷野了，所以神要对第二代再次讲话。
God told their parents that you will not enter into the promised land because of your unbelief.
他对他们的父母说，因着你们的不信，你们不能进入迦南地。
But your children, that I'll bring them into the promised land.
但是我会把你们的儿女带到迦南地。
So, after all the parent generations died in the wilderness, And God brought the children at the edge of the promised land.
当第一代倒闭旷野的时候，他们以后神就把第二代带到迦南地应许之地的边缘。
At the border of the promised land.
在那个应许之地的边界。
And God was about to lead them into the promised land.
神正是在他要把他们带到应许之地之的时候。
But God wanted the second generation to know His word, to know His will.
但是神愿意第二代知道神的话和他的旨意。
So God spoke His word, His will, His laws to the second generation.
所以神再次把他的话、他的律法、他的旨意启示给第二代。
We see a lot of faces, they are same as God told the first generation.
我们知道很多地方讲到把他们自称为神的第一代。
So what God told their parents and what God told them, there are things that overlap.
但是神告诉他们，他们中间是有重叠的。
But there are some places they are very different.
但是在某些地方是非常不一样的。
Their experience will be different.
他们的经历也会不一样。
God will lead them in a different way.
神会用不同的方式带他们。
And we know that the Deuteronomy first three chapters, Moses, when he speaks second time,the God's way, God's law, and he used first three chapters to describe what they went through so far.
当摩西在要把神的律法再次跟他们讲论的时候，在生命记的一到三章，他提到了曾经经历的事情。
He reminded them of the experience they had with God.
他提醒了他们，他们经历神的经过。
So in these three chapters, he mentioned three things, four things. I'm sorry.
生命记前三章他提到了四件事。
First,
第一件。
The vision of God's calling.
神呼召的意象。
Why God took them as a slave in Egypt.Out of that Egypt.
为什么他们神要把他们从埃及为奴之地带出来？
God told them the purpose and the vision.
神告诉了他们他的目的和意向。
Second,
第二点。
Moses reminded of was the leadership, the leaders.The God asked him to choose from the Israelites.
第二点是讲到领袖，摩西让他们在他们中间挑选领袖。
And the qualification of these leaders.
这些领袖的特质是什么？
And then third thing he mentioned was this.
第三点他提到的是。
It was a foretaste of.The promised land.
预尝应许之地。
And this is remember that the spies carried this, a cluster of grapes with the two strong young men.
记得吗？那个探子看见有两个壮士抬着一串葡萄。
God wanted them to foretaste what is the riches in the promised land.
神想让他们预尝一下应许之地的丰富。
Can you imagine that the the cluster of grapes takes two young men, to carry.
你能想象得出来吗？一串葡萄需要两个年轻人来抬才可以。
And fourth thing that Moses reminded them of was the warfare.
第四件，摩西提醒他们征战。
That by God's grace, they defeated the two kings.
靠着神的恩典，他们打败了两个王。
A lot more stronger than Israelites.
比以色列人强大多了。
And we shared three of four points, before.
我们前面已经讲到了这四点中的三点。
And how they are related to us today.
啊，这些我们所讲的跟我们现今有什么关联呢？
And also, the first generation, second generation, these terms are relative terms.
而且这第一代、第二代是相对来说的。
We are all second generation.
我们其实都是第二代。
And children that we have, actually, they are the second generation. Now, in relative to them, we are the first generation.
其实我们的儿子，他们也属于第二代。对于他们来说，我们好像是我们是第一代。
And today we'd like to share the warfare.
今天我们要来分享征战。
And the messages we read in the beginning, we see that later on the second generation also failed.
我们刚刚读的经节里面讲，告诉我们后来这第二代也失败了。
God led them into the promised land, and God said, "Now you should take this land God you inherited."
当神告诉他们第二代说，你们应该取那地为业。
But and then drive, so you should drive out all these Canaanites that occupied at the time in the land.
你们必须要把这些迦南人都赶出去，你把所有地都要承受下来。
So that you are not influenced by them.
这样你们就不会受他们的影响。
But again, due to their unbelief, that they failed to drive out all the Canaanites.
但是因着他们的不幸，他们失败了，没有把所有的迦南人赶出去。
So in Judges chapter 3, God repurposed the peoples left in their land.
所以在士师记第三章就神就重新把那个他的旨意告诉他们。
So that phrase repurpose, we use that quite often in the office.
有句话我们经常经常提到一句话。
Originally, these things, this application to build for this purpose, and then later we say, okay, let's repurpose it and to use for this purpose.
这句话原来是指一个意思，但是我们后来就重新把它调整了一下，用在别的意思上。
Because of weakness of God's people, God said, you know what, since, you're not able to drive these people out. Now I want them to stay and for the purpose of for you to learn the war.
所以呢他们没有把迦南人赶出去，神就重新来安排说，好，你们赶不出去，我们现在这样，既然他们还留在这里，我们就来学习征战。
So those generations,when God spoke to them in Judges, they never experienced any wars.
这些人当神对他们说话的时候，他们的第二代从来没有经历过征战。
They're born in a promised land. They never see any battles, and they live like today our children.
他们出生在应许之地，从来没看见战争，就像我们现在。就像现在我们的孩子一样。
I remember one time a sister told me that when he studied in the college, that he was so hungry, but he was not willing to spend dollars on the McDonald's because she just wanted to be save money.
有一个姐妹说，她有一次非常的饥饿，但是呢，她就不想在麦当劳花一块钱，因为她想存钱。
There was it's a very common experience for many of us.
这是对我们这代人来说，这是个非常共同的一个经历。
But our children grew up in a affluent environment. We give them everything we had.
但是我们的孩子生活在一个什么都有的环境，我们把什么都给他们。
God telling us that God wants them to learn. God wants the second generation. Never experience any wars. And they will, God will use these people to train them to learn how to battle by trusting in the Lord.
神要来教导这些这个第二代的人，他们从来没经历过征战，神要让他们学习如何来征战。
So I like to everyone, whether parents, children, to take back and meditate on this. Think about this God's way.
好，愿父母孩子们都来思想这个神的道路是到底是什么。
And First John tells us that this whole world lies in the power of the evil one.
约翰一书讲到这世界都握在恶者的手下。
So basically, it's like last time I mentioned that when we are saved, actually we're saved in the battle zone. Spiritual warfare is going on for 1,000 years. When we're saved, we're born in the warfare, the war zone.
上次我们就提到，我们一出生就落在一个征战的区域里。
It's like a baby is born in Ukraine today.
就像现在在乌克兰出生的婴儿。
And all the parents, they want to do their best to protect the children.
他们的父母们就想尽力来保护他们的儿女。
So I have this burden in me for many, many years.To share from God's word that how do we conduct ourselves to know God's will for us because we're in the battle of spiritual warfare and also how to raise our children in war zone, spiritual war zone.
在我内心一直有这样的负担，让我们就是提醒我们因为我们出生在一个属灵征战的一个区域里，我们应该意识到这一点，然后我们教育我们的孩子的时候，也应该注意到属灵的征战。
So for this spiritual warfare, New Testament has many places to tell us how to prepare ourselves. And I like to divide it up into this two sides. One is personal, the other one is a church.
在新约里面有很多地方讲到属灵征战的事情，我想把它分成两面，一个就是个人的，一个是教会的。
So let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
让我们翻开哥林多前书
chapter 9, 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多前书第九章。
So let's read from verse 24.
让我们从24节开始读。
Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win.Everyone who competes in the games exercises self-control in all things. They then do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. Therefore, I run in such a way as not without aim. I box in such a way as not beating the air, but I discipline my body and makes it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified.
哥林多前书九章二十四到二十七节，岂不知在场上赛跑的都跑，但得奖赏的只有一人，你们也当这样跑，好叫你们得着奖赏。凡教力争胜的诸事都有节制，他们不过是要得能坏的冠冕，我们却是要得不能坏的冠冕。所以我奔跑不像无定向的，我斗拳不像打空气的，我是攻克己身，叫身服我，恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。
Now of course it does not talk about warfare, but it talk about the competing in the Olympic Games. So this bridge verses I like to mention that in the Job chapter 7 verse 1.
这地方
Chapter 7
这地方讲到的是不是说征战，它是讲到那个奥林匹亚那个赛跑。那我们再我想提一下 约伯记第七章。
So Job 7 verse 1 Is not man forced to labor on earth, and are not his days like days of hired man?
Job.
约伯记七章。在诗篇的前面。诗篇是圣经的中间嘛？你的圣经中间一定是诗篇嘛？诗篇的前面一段就是就就是约伯。
好。约伯记第七章第一节，人在世上岂无征战吗？他的日子不像雇工人的日子吗？像奴仆。
Yeah, just verse one. So here Chinese translation has the word translated as a 征战 as a war, but in the English as aforced to labor. So Chinese translation is actually more accurate.
这个中文的翻译里面有征战是更加准确的，比英文更加准确。
So English words are forced to labor. Actually, this is the original language is war. It talk about we as human beings, whether you're a soldier or not, you encounter a lot of difficulties, trials,And it says that our trials, when we face it, it's like a soldier who is engaged in a campaign.
我们不管我们是不是战士，但是我们每个人都会受到不同的试炼难处，就像每个人就像一个战士一样，在有会遇到各样的征战。
And we have similar.Description in the Peter, so First Peter, chapter chapter 4, verse 1.
你的前书四章一节也有相似的讲述。
Therefore, since Christ has suffered in the flesh, arm yourself.With the same purpose, because who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin.
基督既在肉身受苦，你们也当将这样的心智作为兵器，因为在肉身受过苦的，就已经与罪断绝了。
So this is talk about suffering, not only just a regular suffering we encounter as a human being, but also it's a suffering as a Christian.So he has this mindset of engage in the battle. So that arm yourself with the same mind as Christ.
这里讲到的受苦不仅是我们正常人所受的苦，也讲到因为我们作为基督徒所受的苦。这里讲到要有心智，有主耶稣基督的心智。
So with the light from these two verses, now we can see Paul so writing how he disciplined himself as part of that spiritual battle that he waged.
这里就讲到在属灵征战这件事情上，保罗是怎样预备他自己的。
So God used Paul as an example to encourage all of us.
神就用保罗来鼓励我们每个人。
Because remember, Paul says very explicitly, imitate me as I imitate Christ.
因为保罗特别的讲到，你们要效法我，如同我效法基督。
So here he says he uses sports of boxing.
这里他用一个体育运动叫做拳击。
I know it's not popular here. Not quite popular, but when I grew up in Korea, that's the one of the sports we all like. So it's very popular in Korea, South Korea.
这里可能不是很普遍，但是我出生在南朝韩国，那时候我长大的那段时间，这个是非常受人欢迎的。
And here it says, but I discipline my body. The discipline, the original language means the bruises. So it is boxing match. After a few round of boxing match, you're going to see the bruises in that, in whoever in the ring.
这里他讲到攻克己身的，他就好像就像打拳似的，如果你那个拳击打了几轮以后，你会发现会有污血的眼睛。
So he used that word. I would discipline myself until I see the bruises on my body.
这地方就讲到我是攻克己身，就是我自己打我自己，直到出现了淤伤淤血。
So in order that make my body a slave, my slave,Do what I want. You see the.
对，这地方他讲，这样攻克己身是叫身服我，让我的身体听从我。
Because we are constrained sometimes because we live in the body. So body sometimes is very hard to deal with. You know, sometimes we want to get up early to read the Bible, but our body says, oh, you know, I want to take more minutes in bed, for example.
你知道我们肉身是在受到限制的，有的时候经常做我们不想做的事情，比如说我想本来想读经，但是我的身体说，哎呀，我很累啊，我就在床上再躺一会儿吧。
Well, right now, he says, I want to pay attention to the message, but he said, oh, I'm so sleepy, I've just dozed out.
就像现在在这里啊，你心里面想到我要一定要专注这个在这个信息上，但是。我的身体发现非常的困倦，我就打瞌睡了。
So Paul saying that I want my body to be my slave. I will exercise. I'll beat my body so that I can do what my heart want to do. That is pleasing God to do His will.
你保罗说，我需要攻克己身，叫身服我，让我的身体。可以做我心里所喜欢的事情，也蒙神的悦纳。
How many times you want to get up and have a morning devotion, but you can't because every night I had this thought. Tomorrow I'm going to get up at this time and I'm going to read the Bible for 30 minutes and then start other things.
有多少次我都有这样的决心，我晚上就想着，哎，明天早上我要。要起早，要读半小时圣经，然后再做别的事情。
And I had these three alarm clocks in different places.
我在三个不同的地方有三个闹钟。
Many times it failed.
但很多时候我失败了。
So we do need to have this Paul's mindset is we need to make our body as our slave.
我们需要有保罗这样的心智，就是让
I want my body to serve me instead of I serve my body.
我要我的身来服侍我，而不是我来服侍我的身体。
So he said this word, right? After I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified.
所以保罗说，恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。
So Lord Jesus has similar words in the Matthew chapter 7.
主耶稣在马太福音第七章也说了类似的话。
So let's turn to Matthew.
马太福音。
In verse 21, it says, Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter.
凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Many will say to me on that day,Lord, Lord, do we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
当那日必有许多人对我说，主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼。奉你的名行许多异能吗？我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
So that the discipline we have on ourselves is very important.
所以我们训练、操练我们自己、管教自己是非常重要的。
Not only this discipline our body, but also in a spiritual as well.
不仅是要操练我们的身体，也要操练我们属灵的。
It has something called, even I serve, I have this fruits. If I preach, maybe 100 people will get saved. And we have doctors of 100 people every time. I could be very successful in serving God.
有的时候我们想着，哦，我做这件事情，那件事情非常有成就。就可以更好的来服侍主。
But in the end, I could be disqualified by God.
但最后很可能被神弃绝。
So what is the point?
这说到哪一点呢？
That God treasure what we are more than what we do.
神看重我们的所事过于我们的所作。
Now,We are told this phrase by our elder brothers who train us, who discipline us, who help us often, that God treasures what we are more than what we do.
我们有个弟兄，他常常来训练我们，教导我们，他就说了这一点，就是神注重，看重我们的所事，过于我们的所作。
And the service, not then you said, okay, that I'll stop serving. No, serving is the means to achieve that purpose.
那你可能说我干脆就不服侍了，这不对，不是的，你的服侍是为了达到这个目的。
When we are saved, God put us in the body of Christ.
当我们得救后，神就把我们放在基督的身体里。
In a local assembly.
在个地方的教聚会中。
And we will serve the Lord and serve each other.
我们要服侍主并彼此服侍。
Serve the Lord is the means if they're giving us an opportunity to see ourselves, to know deeper about ourselves and other brothers and sisters.
不是主是给我们有个机会让我们看清我们自己也看清我们更多的知道我们周围的弟兄姐妹
If you don't serve then you come in the church Hi, good morning, are you okay? Yeah, thank the Lord, I'm fine by His grace So we just greeting each other You will not know that brother or sister deep, in a deep way.
如果你来到教会只是跟人家打打招呼说你好吗我很好这样的寒暄几句也不参加教会的服事那这样的话你就不可能很深的了解别的弟兄姐妹。
God wants you through the service transform us into what he wants us to be.
神就借着服事要来改变我们改变我们成为他想我们所成为的人。
Many times only through the service, serving the Lord, that you find you are offended by brothers and sisters.
很多时候当你服侍主的时候你才发现好多时候你都被弟兄姊妹冒犯。
You are hurt.
你被受伤了。
And through this hurting feeling, God wants us to transform us.
借着这个受伤的这个感觉神要来改变我们
to learn how to really forgive
要知道什么才是真正的饶恕
to see your own self your own drawback
你看见我们自己的己和我们的缺点
give us a time to repent and be transformed by God's grace
用我们时间来悔改被神来改变。
Many times we are rubbed in the wrong way by other brothers and sisters.
有的时候我们因着弟兄姐妹就走偏了跌倒了。
It does, rubbed in the wrong way 就是不是顺着毛的方向、
oh.
是逆着毛的方向。that's okay, 就是被得罪了。
我们被弟兄姊妹得罪了有的是很多时候。
And that's the purpose of God. God wants us to get hurt.
那就是神的旨意，他愿希望我们被冒犯。
And because without that hurt feeling, you will not improve, you will not listen.
你没有这个受伤的感觉的话，你不会听的，你也不会，知道。
Sometimes, actually, you are right. The other brothers may be wrong.
有的时候可能真是你对的别的弟兄姐妹是错的
But God still wants you to change
但是神还是要来改变我们
To think of other brothers and sisters How you help other brothers and sisters
让你要想到别的弟兄姐妹你如何来帮助别的弟兄姐妹
Continue to love them with the love of Christ
继续用基督的爱基督的爱来爱他们。
Remember that we often also offend others.
记得我们常常也是冒犯别人的。
Without knowing it.
甚至自己都不知道。
Most time, so when I learn, I told myself this.
我是知道，我常常，我告诉我自己说。
For me to not to offend others may take a long time for God to reveal it to me.
如果我冒犯别人的话常常是花很多的时间让神来向我启示显明
But one thing I can do is I will not be offended by other brothers and sisters
但是、哦、我可能不敢保证我会冒犯别人但是有一件事情我可以做到的是我不再被弟兄别的弟兄姐妹冒犯
That takes grace of God but I determinedthat if I feel offended, I feel hurt, then I'll go to the Lord and ask the Lord to show me what he want to change me. And then also to love that brother and sister, to forgive and still love more than less.
如果我被弟兄姐妹冒犯的话我就会来到主的面前来祷告是说我让求主让我可以来饶恕这个人你要让我在这方面学习什么功课让我可以更多的来爱这个冒犯我的人
So that's how God will transform us into what we are that God wants us to be
这就是神用这样的方式来转变我们让我们可以成为他要我们成为的人
So Paul has This in the 1 Corinthians chapter 15, he said verse 9, he says, For I am the least of apostles and not fit to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace toward me did not prove vain. But I labor even more than all of them. That means apostles.
So which chapter?
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
更年多前,
verse 9 to 10.
15章, 9到10节。 我原是使徒中最小的，不配称为使徒，因为我从前逼迫神的教会。然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的，并且他所赐我的恩不是徒然的。我比众使徒格外劳苦，这原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。
So brothers and sisters, when we serve, we really need to watch what we are, how we deal with brothers and sisters, not just the matters.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们服事的时候，我们实在要来注意到我们的琐事。
If God wanted just one thing to be done perfectly, God can send angels to do it far better than us.
不是看重弟兄姊妹个人，如果神要他做事情的话，很容易，他就差遣天使就可以马上就做好了。So
I tend to make this such mistakes. My wife often reminded me. I always want things done in the most effective, most efficient way, and along the way hurting many brothers and sisters.
我曾经就犯了这样的错误。 我想总是想用最有效方法来做事情，非常的急躁，这样的话就伤害了很多的弟兄姐妹。Because
God really care about how we work with the other brothers and sisters to get the thing done.
神其实看重我们。 怎样的和弟兄姊妹相处，一起来把事情做好。Again,
I always remind myself, if God wanted to get this done perfectly, God can send the angels. I can pray for God send the chief angel to get it done. He would make it perfect.
所以我常常想把事情做得完美。我甚至如果真的是那样的话，我就可以求神让那个天使长。
So another place we like to share is the different kind of a discipline.
另外一个地方讲到了一个不同的一个管教。And
which is in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书。 第四章第六。It's verse 7 and 8.
This is the letter to Timothy. This is a personal letter to Timothy. And he said this.
这是一个对提摩太一个个人的书信。So
in the second half of verse 7, he said, On the other hand, discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness. For the body discipline, bodily discipline is only of a little profit, but godliness is profitable for all things, since it holds promise for the present life and for the life to come.
第七节，第四章第七节后半段，在敬虔上操练自己，第八节，操练身体益处还少。 唯独敬虔，凡事都有益处，因有今生和来生的应许。
So this discipline is a word for the athletes discipline themselves to compete in the arena, in the Olympic Games.
这个地方的操练或者是锻炼起初这个词是指那个运动员在奥林匹克运动会上那样的操练。
The original language, English words, gym, gymnastic actually derived from this word, discipline.
英文中的体育馆它的词源从就是从这个操练这个词开来。
So it has this systematic, right? The athlete put it in, and he used this to advise young man Timothy.
他用这个操练就是体育场上的这个操练做比喻来教导这个年轻人提摩太。
It is a part of Greek culture.
这是希腊文化的一部分。
At that time, Greek culture was very popular. So even the Rome ruled the whole world at that time, but people are influenced by Greek culture.
在罗马时代的时候，这个Greek 希腊非常的被盛行，很多人被他的那个文化所影响。
And they all want to have this perfect body shape.
他们都喜欢有一个完美的一个身材。
And they compete nakedly.
然后他们就裸体竞赛。
Because that's what the Greek culture back then.
这就是那时候希腊的文化。
So the young people there, Timothy was young then, so Timothy must be also into that body building.The thing like all the youth did at the time.
提摩太那时候是个年轻人，他可能跟其他的年轻人一样，也是非常的喜欢健身健美。
So he says that we have young people also into that, right? So I see some young people from previous generation as well. They like a body, they want to to build their body muscles, right? In a way.So, if your parents, you should show them this verse. You have too much time. It's not that totally you don't have a benefit, but compared to spiritual benefit, right? You need to exercise self-control on that part so you can spend more time in pursuing the Lord.
像现在的年轻人，还有上一代也有些人就非常的喜欢健身运动。所以如果你有这样的孩子的话，父母也可以提醒他们用这句话，操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处，不是说不能锻炼身体，但是你也要需要花一点时间在敬虔上操练。
So bodily, the discipline is far more beneficial, he says, not only profitable for all things, since it holds promise for the present life,very practical, right? Present life. If you're godly, thou willing to answer your prayer. How cool is that?
敬虔光是凡事都有益处，还有今生和来生的应许。这今生就跟我们现在很有关系了。如果你敬虔的话，是多好啊，因为神会答应你的祷告。
And also for the life to come.
还有来生的应许。
So you have a both in your hand.
所以你有今生和来生的应许在手上。
When I growing up, I practiced martial art.
当我成长的过程中，我曾经参加过武术训练。
When I was elementary school, so we got up at the 5:30, and you have to discipline yourself, right? 5:30, and go to the martial art place, and we'll run barefooted the whole city, the main street city for 30 minutes, come back and have an hour the martial art exercise.
我在小学的时候因为要训练 那个武术，我早上要五点半就起来，然后沿着我们那个整个城市的街道跑一圈，花30分钟回来，再到武术馆去练武术。
Monday to Friday, every day.
星期一到星期五，每天都这样。
And I noticed that the dog's eyes are brightly green in the night. You cannot see the dog, but you can see the eyes far away, two green lights.
这就是我为什么，因为早起看见在黑暗中那个狗的眼睛是发亮，绿色的发亮。
And in the junior high schools,after self-study session is over, after dinner, we have self-study for an hour. After that, we go to the field and have these friends also to practice martial art.
我初中高中的时候，我们就是晚上晚餐以后，我们和朋友们聚在一起，也同样来练武术。
Now I still practice that even when I come to United States.
我到美国来以后，有的时候还是会练一些武术。
When I was in graduate school.
当我在研究所的时候。
And then I became Christian.
那时候我就成了基督徒。
And I wonder. And if I can have a martial art, and I can beat the one, beat the two, beat the three, at most the four, right? If I'm...Somehow that day, so I'm super, you know, I'm Superman. I can beat the four opponents.
我在想，我是如果武术用武术跟人比赛的话，我可能能够赢一个人、两个人、三个人，最多四个人。
But if I pray,
但是如果我祷告的话
，then I can beat 1,000 soldiers.
我可以击败成千的。士兵。
If I pray,
如果我祷告
，I can beat millions.
我可以击败数百万的人。
There was a history in England that there was a queen who was very brutal.
在英国的历史中，有一个女王非常的残暴。
And she persecuted those who were opposing to her.
逼迫那些反对他的人。
So people give her a nickname called a Bloody Mary.
大家给她一个别名，就是流血的 Mary， 流血的玛丽。
And this queen, but once said, she in her life was afraid of a prayer of one servant of God.
但是在她这个女王，她非常害怕为神的一个仆人祷告。
Because she said that these servants of God's prayer amount to the millions of soldiers' army.
就
是。So the prayer of the servants amounts to millions of army.
这个神的仆人如果祷告的话，可以胜过数百万的军队。
We can change outcome of the warfare.
我们可以改变这个征战的结果。
That's why this queen was afraid of his prayer.
这个女王非常害怕这个神的仆人的祷告。
So, how do we put into practice?
如果我们如何把这个付诸于实际呢
？Discipline like athlete competing in the Olympia，
就像那个运动员在奥林匹克运动会上那个为了竞赛所要操练的那样。
I can think of come up with the three things to encourage each other, including myself.
有三件事我想来鼓励大家，也鼓励我自己。
First one will be morning devotion. You do it every day.
第一件就是早晨的灵修，你每天早上都应该做。
Everyone, first thing in the morning, you should grab your cell phone.
每次我们早上一起来，首先拿到的就是自己的手机。
look at whatever, like the emails or social media and things like that.
看上面的那个电子邮件啊，还有社交媒介啊，媒体。
If you can just read one or two verses, if it does, you are so busy, so I can only read one or two verses. I think you have time. Everybody should have time for that. And start off with that. Just have a deeper meditation on that, a word or two. And to keep it in your heart. No more. Just one or two. And give thanks to the Lord for the day.
鼓励大家早上可以，如果你没有时间的话，你就读一两节神的话，然后在心里默想，再把感谢归给神。
Of course, if you have more time, you should read more. But let's start with the one or two verses.
当然，如果你有时间的话，你当然可以读更多的圣经，但是我们从一两句就一两节开始。
Disciplined as this athlete disciplined himself.
我们来操练我们自己，就像运动员操练他们自己一样。
Second thing we need discipline is during the day find the time to read the word of God.
第二件事情就是在日间的时候找时间来读神的话。
Very quickly try to finish Bible reading for Hope Book, Hope Bible in a year.
快速的来读圣经。尽量在一年内把一本圣经读完。
If we read four chapters a day, we can finish reading the whole Bible a year, in a year.
如果我们每天读，一天读四章圣经的话，一年就可以把整本圣经读完。
This is just to read through the Bible, to understand the, in the grand theme of God's will, God's word. Very, very important.
这就是在快速的短期内把神一个整个圣经的大方向给掌握。
You missed a few days, then you read, not try to catch up, but you read that the day that you have time to read, that day portion first, and then you have time then to go back.
如果你漏掉一两天的话，你再就开始读你那天应该读的，然后再回头读。
If you don't read the Word of God,
如果你不读神的话的话，
it's very hard for you to listen to the messages at the Islam.
你在伊斯林基督徒聚会中，你很难够听懂信息。
And the third thing is that what we need to, like athlete, I put this discipline is that do not stop.Assembly with the saints.
第三点就是不要停止聚会。
God's word says, "Do not stop assembly."
神的话说不要停止聚会。
So that's very important. So remind ourselves that I will attend the meetings regularly, weekly, regularly.
我们所以要提醒我们自己，我们需要周间的。日常的聚会尽量参加。
Sometimes it's hard. I mean, I'm not talking about it's easy, but it takes the grace of God, and you're able to do it.
有的时候是很难的，这个需要神的恩典，你就可以做到。
So, some people ask why your daughters are all attending the church and serve, and they want to know the secret.
有的人会有疑问说为什么你的儿女们愿意参加愿意到教会去服侍主他们想知道这个秘诀是什么
So I noticed that during the college for young people there's very important critical moments in their faith
知道在年轻人在大学那段时间在他们信仰的这个成长方面是非常重要的一段时间。
They will start to learn how to serve when they're in colleges.
他们要开始学习如何来服侍主在就是在大学的期间。
So I required my three daughters that if they live in a college, it's like within the within the an hour drive, an hour 30 minutes, I changed. An hour 30 minutes drive. That's common for my co-workers, the office mates, that they are, you know, commuting an hour 30 and every day, Monday, Friday. So I said, all right, within that range, then you have to come back every weekend at the home church.
我要求我的三个女儿说，如果你所在的地方、大学、你教会开车时间在一个小时30分钟之内的话，你必须要星期五、周末都可都要来回教会。
So my oldest one, I told her that she does study at the Rutgers Avenue. I said, and she joined other Christian club. I said, that's good, but there's if a schedule conflicts, then Islam takes precedence.
所以我的大女儿她当初在Rutgers 上大学，我就她也参加了那地方的基督徒团体，我就告诉她说，如果有冲突的话，你还是那个没关系的，但是如果有冲突的话，你还是要选择来教会。
Now my second daughter actually started at the TCNJ, the College of New Jersey, in what's the place? Near Princeton. I forgot the name of town.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? What? Ewan. Ewan, yeah, Ewan. Just close to Princeton. It's about 40 minutes from where I live, my home in East Brunswick.
就是那个地方大学离我家有40分钟开车的路程。
And every Friday night, I make sure that I took a bus from New York, come back home, take an hour, and I'll drive 40 minutes down to Ewan, the TCNJ, to pick her up, and to go to Bible study, take another 50 minutes or an hour.
我那时候就从纽约坐公共汽车回家，差不多一个小时，然后我要花40分钟去 那个新泽西学院接我的二女儿，然后花50分钟又参加星期五的圣经查经。
So it took me about 2.5 or 3 hours, depends on traffic, just one way to take her to the Bible study on Friday night.
就是花了我2.5到3个小时，就是单程带我的二女儿去。
Because
I
feel in my heart the importance of a spiritual discipline, spiritual life, more than anything else.
因为我心里面内心非常对这个属灵的操练是非常重要的，比别的都重要。
And thank the Lord that he had mercy on me that Michelle's office moved to near Pennsylvania, so she can as well, way to the Bible study, she can pick it up.
感谢神的怜悯，我的大女儿她的工作单位就转到尼斯顿很近的，这样的话她就可以去接我的二女儿了。
But I determined, no matter what, I'll do that. Make sure my second daughter will be in the church. In the home church, Islam.
但是我想，就是我就尽我一切的能力，能做的就把我要把我的二女儿带到神的教会。And
my third one, study in Ramapo. This is the northern tip of New Jersey.
好，那我的小女儿就是在另外一个学校叫 拉玛波学院，新泽西拉玛波学院。
Sister, in order to translate, did some study how to translate Chinese. So Ramapo is a very north tip of New Jersey. So I also asked her to come back every weekend. So doing that, after I come back home from my work, I'll drive all the way to from New Jersey, from East Brunswick all the way to Ramapo, and then take her back to Friday Bible study, and of course a Sunday worship at the church.
我的小女儿她的那个大学是在新泽西的最北边，我就从我星期晚上我就从家里一直开到她那个地方那玛坡，然后也把她带回来教会参加星期五的查经。
And after maybe a year, I don't know the time that she was able to drive. She has parking space, and then she had a car, and she can drive herself.
一年以后啊，就有那地方有停车地，她就可以自己开车自己来教会了。
The reason is that I found the Word of God. I noticed how important it is to pay attention to spiritual life, growth of spiritual life.
这是因为我知道这个神的话是多么的重要，对他们属灵生命的成长是多么的重要。
When I believe in the Lord, I had this mindset.
当我信主的时候，我有这样的心思。
If God is real, if Jesus is real, if what the Bible says is real.
如果圣经里面说他的旨意他是真实的。
Then God deserves all my life. I mean literally. I mean all my life, all I have.
如果他是真实的话，他就配得我所有的生命，所有的我自己。
If God is not real, if the Bible not real, if Jesus not real, if salvation not real, then I want to be the first one in the whole world to abandon my faith.
如果神他耶稣他不是真实的，我会在世界上第一个人来放弃我的信仰。
Because it's just too costly.
因为付的代价太大了。
Paul says, if Lord Jesus has not been raised, then let's eat and drink and die tomorrow.
像保罗说，如果神不是真的话，让我们就吃吃喝喝。明天死吧。
Yeah, I like the way that says that. Yes, that's whole life. Before I became Christian, I was in such a depression because I didn't know the meaning of life. Why we're here? Why we all here and eventually die and disappear in this universe, right?
当我不信主之前，我是这样的郁闷，因为我不知道我为什么是这样，我是为什么存在。最后都要进入死亡，没有死亡。
And as if you're never born, you're never born.
就像好像从来没出生过一样。
But thank God that I haven't found out the Lord Jesus, right, is not real. But again, I believe in the Lord for 40 years, almost 40 years. And I'll always examine my faith.I always examine what's going on in the most advanced science, what they develop. I want to find a clue if the Bible is not real.
感谢主，我已经信主40多年了，我从来没有发现过他是耶稣是不真实的。
I read the Bible over and over again.
我一遍一遍的读圣经。
To see if it's not real.
想看。他是不是真实的？
Because if they are real, then it is costly to follow the Lord.
如果他是真实的话，实在是配得付上代价来追逐。
But there's other side of a blessing, so don't forget it, because the message is about the warfare, right? So I will not mention that blessing that you have, but just focus on the warfare part.Now we are soldiers in the trench, and we need to discipline ourselves.
我们刚刚讲到很多的祝福，但是我们还是回到我们的主题，就是属灵的征战，我们要小心。
So Paul says it's profitable both in this present life and also the life to come.
所以保罗说，凡事都有益处，应有今生和来生的应许。
So if you want to God answer your prayer or know God's will,
如果你要想知道神的旨意，愿意神来听你的祷告，
then we need to discipline ourselves.
我们必须要在敬虔上操练自己。
Understanding we are born in the middle of spiritual warfare.
要明白我们是出生在一个属灵征战的一个地区。
So next time we'll cover the other side of spiritual warfare, that's the church of the church.
下一次我们再讲那个属灵征战的另一面，就是教会的征战。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有点祷告。
Father God, we truly want to thank you, praise you.
父神，我们再次要感谢赞美你。
May the Holy Spirit apply your word in our hearts.
愿圣灵将你的话语应用在我们身心上。
Fill everyone with the Holy Spirit.
让你的圣灵充满每一个人。
So that through your grace, they were able to discipline ourselves.
借着你的恩典，我们可以在敬虔上操练自己。
And how to raise family together before you.
也用来也在你的面前来管教养领养教养我们的儿童孩子。
So as we are together at the church, the testimony of your grace.
当我们在这里聚集的时候，是见证你的恩典。
We may be true and honest.
你是我们那是真实的、诚实的。
In Christ Jesus, holy precious name, we pray. Amen.
奉主基督耶稣圣洁宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.